Flannery O'Connor says, I reckon the Lord knew that the only way to make a Christian out of that one was to knock him off of his horse. God can teach and guide most of us in more gentle and subtle ways, but some people just need to be knocked off their horses. Saul was such a person. It took something that dramatic to help him see the light. But once he did, he became the most zealous of all the apostles. A number of years ago, I saw a movie that was based on a true story. And it was about a man who had been quite violent in his life. He tended to lie, cheat, steal, and fight with people. Until one day, he actually died. And he was brought back to life through the technology of modern medicine. And during the time that he was clinically dead, he experienced this being of light that enfolded him in love. And this being took him through a review of his life and allowed him to see all the times that he had hurt others. When he returned to his body, he was a completely changed man. This beyond-death experience utterly transformed him. Having literally seen the light, he no longer wished to hurt or harm anyone. Having experienced that divine, unconditional love, he wished only to show love to others. I share this story with you to remind you that God is still capable of knocking people off their horses when necessary. But for many people, God is revealed in more subtle ways. They may meet the living Christ in the midst of their everyday activities. Peter and the other disciples were doing what they needed to do to survive: fishing. For them, it was not a leisurely Saturday afternoon activity indulged in for fun like it might be for some of us. No, it was their livelihood. They were simply doing their work. And like many of us, they were meeting with frustration and failure. And suddenly a stranger calls to them from the shore and suggests that they try a different approach. They do. And they're wildly successful. Now, many people would have seen this just as a lucky guess, or suppose that the stranger was able to see something from his position on the shore that they could not see from their position in the boat. Or they would have found some other logical explanation. But Peter and John had been trained by the Master himself to see God everywhere. They had seen numerous miracles and knew about God's power and God's presence. So they were able to immediately recognize Christ in this stranger. I sometimes wonder how many times Christ has stood among us and we've not recognized him, because we're not trained to think that way. We're not trained to see with the mystic's eye. Peter and John, longtime disciples, knew immediately that Christ was present. They had done their work. They had studied long and hard. They had prayed for hours on end. They had listened to Jesus day in and day out for 3 years. So for them, Christ could appear in the form of a stranger, and they could see the truth in the ordinary. Peter and Paul each experienced the living Christ in quite different ways. We can see that in these two stories. Paul, through a very dramatic conversion, complete with lights from heaven and the audible voice of Jesus. Peter, on the other hand, grows into his faith more slowly over the years. But both were called and both answered the call. We notice that with both of them, when Christ comes to them, it is a profound gift, but it is also a responsibility. Jesus doesn't come to them just to fill them with joy and inner peace, although that certainly happens. But Christ comes to them to ask for their help in bringing the good news to others. In a vision, Jesus tells Ananias that Paul is an instrument whom I have chosen to bring my name before Gentiles and kings and before the people of Israel. And we know that he did just that. Christ tells Peter to feed and tend his sheep. And we know that he is not talking about the kind of sheep that go, bah, you know. He is asking Peter to carry on his work and to take care of his people. Being a disciple of the living Christ is not only a joy, but it's also a responsibility. Christ calls us to share what we have learned with others. He calls us to live the love that we have experienced. Now, I know that many of us feel that we're not worthy to do God's work. We might feel that we're just too unholy. We have too many faults. We've made too many mistakes in our lives. But if that's what you think, look again at Paul and at Peter. Saul, before he changed his name to Paul, was a downright Nazi. Yet Christ chose him to carry out his mission. Look at Peter. Peter, who boasted that he would stand by Jesus even unto death. But when Jesus was arrested, he denied that he even knew him. He was certainly not the model of courage, but Christ chose him to carry on his work and then endowed him with the strength and the courage that he needed. We don't have to be perfect for God to work through us. We just have to be sincere and willing. We just have to obey God's commandments as best we can and listen for God's instructions. We just need to offer ourselves in prayer and then get our wills out of the way so that God can work through us. God will do the rest. We can trust that. May it be so. Amen.